There's not only a mitzvah to make a sukkah, there's also a mitzvah to live in the sukkah. Rabbi Feldman from Atlanta told me he once tried to make a kirev project, made a competition to make the nicest sukkah. So somebody won the sukkah, won the prize, and he stopped him by Tolomoyim and looked at it, oh, it's so beautiful. Then they invite him for a coffee and some cake into the house. So he said, no, you're supposed to eat in the sukkah. He said, oh, Rabbi, you never told me that. So it's a mitzvah not only to eat in the sukkah, to, as much as one can be, it should be the dwelling place of the person doing sukkahs, including sleeping. It's a fear to sleep in the sukkah also. Only Petula is a person who's mitzvah. Mitzvah means it's a situation that if you have a situation similar to that in your house, you'd leave the house. It's just not 100% the way you like it. It's not enough to be considered mitzvah. I'm a person who's a choyder, and it's not good for herself to be in the sukkah, it's also not allowed to mitzvah.